very often feeling this desire to make a difference. People get flung into the mind and fear and compensatory behavior, and
they
can go into an activism that is not from their center and not from a place that's really going to bring clarity into the world very well.
It seems that that is the, at least as I see it, that is the predominant gift of spirituality, is it addresses what you're talking about, in the sense that when any of us act from a divided state, a state where it's either or us against them or me against, when we are operating from that energy, it's sort of an emotional center that operates. Really, no matter what we're doing, we're then projecting and being motivated from, and will actually put into the energy field a divided state, a divided energy, a divided consciousness. And spirituality, I think it's one of its greatest gifts, is to find that place inside, that place that is not divided, that's actually unified, where we actually, not just theoretically, but actually see it, feel it, know a real non-division. So even with people or viewpoints that we may be opposed to, that we may see as very destructive, I think it's very, very important that the people who hold viewpoints that are different from us, whatever those may be, that we have an access to a place inside where that doesn't cause us to go into division and reaction. Because then all of our contributions, all of our efforts to make a difference, if we're coming from a divided place, we end up with division. It doesn't seem like the universe measures or even receives our good intentions. It seems what it measures is actually what we do, and whether it's divided or not divided. You know, we can have a really great intention, but we can actually still be very divided in the way we try to live that out.